Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning.
Dr. Yunus, just need a couple of minutes. We're doing a special on coronavirus, and there are a lot of questions that our listeners have been asking us, and we're not experts, so we thought we'll call one of the two hospitals in Bangalore where coronavirus testing is happening. Doctor, which are the two places in Bangalore if someone feels they have signs and symptoms to go and get a diagnosis or a test done?
Okay, so right now in Bangalore, there are two centers which have been expertised to do these tests.
Okay.
So one being the Rajiv Gandhi Institute of Chest Diseases, where we have been actively screening these patients and we have been doing the required tests.
All right.
The second center is Bangalore Medical College or Victoria Hospital. So
right.
They also have expertise center to test for this particular kind of virus.
Dr. Yunus, you know, a lot of people have the symptoms because they are such common symptoms, you know, coughing and fever and sneezing and body ache and things like that. Now, if someone feels that, yaar, I want to get myself tested, pata nahi ho ya na ho, you know, they're sort of unsure, what would you recommend them to do in terms of doing a self-diagnosis and then coming to one of these two centers?
Right. So, see, these kind of symptoms are very common amongst the normal population also. So, the thing is, we are considering only people who are having these kind of symptoms and they are high-risk population. For example, those who have recently visited one of these countries where there is a high amount of virus transmission and they are coming from these kind of regions. For example, it could be one of the places in mainland China.
Yeah.
Or it could be also the high-load patients who are visiting from countries like Italy and Iran.
Right.
And also we are considering some patients who are also transiting from one of those countries where the number of these kind of patients are very high. The viral load is more. So only these kind of patients will be actually screened for coronavirus. In case they have been in touch with any of the persons who have come out to be as positive for this virus, they also will be considered. However, since many people will be having these regular symptoms of cough, cold, and you know, without any travel history in the last 14 days, these will not be considered for corona testing. We'll just treat them on symptomatic basis, like how we handle these cases on a daily basis in our hospital.
I understand.
They can visit one of the physicians here or in even a local physician will help them.
Just for our knowledge, Dr. Yunus, if somebody comes in and they have traveled from mainland China or Iran or Italy and they are having the signs and symptoms, what is the procedure for a coronavirus testing? A lot of people are very curious to find out what goes into this testing.
Right. Thing is, we will be admitting them in our setup, do certain tests like chest x-ray, a throat swab for coronavirus and blood tests also to check for coronavirus.
Okay.
They will be admitted in our center. So based on that, the amount of quarantine period which you are saying is 14 days.
2 weeks.
Okay. In case they are coming from these countries but they are not having a lot of symptoms, then we will be keeping them for observation and they'll be under surveillance.
All right, I understand this. So if people are just without any travel history, have the signs and symptoms, would you suggest them not to panic right now?
Right, those kind of patients need not panic. Many of them will have a lot of fear because they are reading a lot of social media messages which are not true. So tell them not to worry about all this.
So it's primarily a combination of the symptoms plus a travel history that should lead to any of these two centers is what you're saying.
Right.
Dr. Yunus, one more question I'd like to ask you is, you know, these two centers that are there, have there been any positive cases so far in Bangalore? Because the last information we got from the Chief Health Officer of BBMP is that Bangalore is clean as of now.
As of now, as of this date, we have not had any positive cases.
Yeah, so no positive cases. It's confirmed, right?
No. Right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yunus, for your time. People have been spamming us with messages saying, can you tell us do's and don'ts? Out of the things that people should do out of precaution, you would say just stay clean, wash your hands and avoid contact, right?
Self-hygiene is the most important thing. Avoid going into a lot of crowded areas. Avoid going even out of country to those particular places for the time being, even for a leisure trip. And of course, maintaining self-hygiene, regular hand washing. Avoiding hand shakes will be a part of, you know, your preventive measures.
Thank you so much for your time, Doc, for answering all our questions patiently. Thank you very much and all the best to your team.
Sure, thank you.
Thanks, Doc.
Winner, RJ of the Year 2019, English at the India Radio Forum Awards, Disha Oberoi. Morning. number one with Disha Oberoi on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.